Prison Minister India, PMI, headquartered in Bangalore in southern India's Karnataka state, is a nationwide voluntary organization operating under the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, for the release, renewal and rehabilitation of all prisoners, irrespective of religion, caste or nationality. To know more about Prison Ministry India, we talked on the phone with its national coordinator, Father Sebastian Vadakumpadan. Last week, in the first of a two-part interview, Father Sebastian narrated how Prison Ministry India was initiated. In late 1981, two philosophy students, Varghese Kariperi and Francis Kodian of St. Thomas Apostolic Seminary in Vadavathur in southern India's Kerala state, had an unusual spiritual experience that urged them to become a love bomb to heal the broken hearts. Subsequently, inspired by a Protestant prison ministry, a group of 12 brothers and a priest began ministering to prisoners in the jails of Kerala. Thus, Prison Ministry India was officially established on 1st March 1986. Father Sebastian also explained how Prison Ministry India is organized across the country. Altogether, there are over 850 Prison Ministry India branches or units involving some 6,000 well-wishers, donors and volunteers. The Prison Ministry also has 33 rehabilitation centers for men, women as well as children run by various religious congregations and Catholic groups all over the country. Each year, Prison Ministry Sunday is observed on the Sunday before the August 14th Feast of St. Kolbe to create awareness and support for prisoners and their problems and needs. Prison Ministry India has numerous programs, both inside and outside prisons. Well, today, Father Sebastian begins the final of this two-part interview, explaining that for funding its numerous ministries and programs, Prison Ministry India largely depends on what he described as begging.
We don't have any foreign fund. We don't write any projects for our prison ministry because we completely depend upon local contributions. We have got a police deal. So our style is begging style. If I get a lot of money from foreign country through projects, I may not go out. But since this is our policy, it helps us to get out of our office, go to different people, speak to the people and all. Years back, when we went to the Ascension Church, I asked Father Parish Priest, can I speak about the prison ministry during the homily and I celebrate the Mass? And he willingly allowed. And because that time and all, we did not have any money and we don't know much people in Bangalore and all, but to run a national office and we don't have any fund. I celebrated Mass. In one Mass itself, I got 42,000 rupees. People contributed to me. And told, Father, we did not know this is the situation in the prison. We thought they are the criminals. Why should we care for that? See, people are not aware the ministry that we are doing. People are not aware the situation in the prison. And also, four principles we have got. One is that prayer is our source of Prison Ministry India. Secondly, inconvenience is our convenience. Thirdly, God's providence our bank balance. And fourthly, begging is our lifestyle. These are the four basic principles that we live every day. Prayer. In our office, we pray. We have got our common prayer and everything. But other than that, we have got an adoration, 45 minutes adoration every day in the office. Many people have sent money. At last, they write, Father, please pray for me. So we have to be truthful. Secondly, inconvenience. Because prison ministry is based on inconvenience only. Because when we go to the prison, it is not easy to get permission. Certain times they ask us to wait 1 hour in front of the prison and all. Then if we are in need of money, God will look after. In prison ministry is not our ministry. Jesus is our ministry. Because Jesus is the first one who rehabilitated a person who was in the right hand side. Today you will be in paradise with me. So in a kind of a rehabilitation, he himself has started that. And he was also 2,000 years old an innocent prisoner. So we always believe it's God's ministry. Whatever we need, either permission or the financial need or some other personal support, God will provide for us. And fourthly, begging is a... So Prison Ministry Sunday in Bangalore, we go to almost 52 parishes and they celebrate Mass and speak about prison ministry. And then we take the second collection. We stand outside with the bucket. People contribute for us. And I can tell you, last year, we got 13 lakhs rupees from Bangalore Diocese itself. Slowly, slowly, all the dioceses are taking up second collection. But certain other dioceses, they go whole year. Sometimes they take up one parish, then next Sunday there's some parishes like that according to the due awareness. Not only in the parishes, we go to different institutions also. They call us for the class. And whenever we go to different states for the prison ministry program, we take class in the institutions, maybe novitiate houses or formation houses, and also college people. They come with us and work with us, and also whenever we get the chances, we go and attend them. So we are making a lot of awareness among the people about prison ministry.
Father, when you go to the prisons, there are Muslims, there are Hindus, of various religions, when they see you as priests or as Christians, do they have any sort of reservation, or they accept you openly, knowing that you are come to help them out?
Yes. Even though only Christians are part of prison ministry, but all are collaborators of prison ministry India. So since it is working under the Catholic Bishops Conference of India, members are basically Catholic, but associated members are there. So we do the service to everybody. We don't make any difference whether he is a Christian or Muslim or Hindu. And basically, I can tell you, Christians are very less in the prison. In this 4,500 people here in Bangalore itself, only maybe 30-35 people are Christians. Among them, Catholics will be still less. But when we conduct the programs and all, people will come. When we conducted some programs there, it was a prayer kind of session. One Hindu person came. Why did you come? Hey, Father, for us to get a kind of relaxation, we come out there. When you come once a week, we get a lot of input. And that is a piece of consolation for us. But maybe some one or two prisons, I have heard that they select only Christians to go to the priest. And like that, they have put a certain kind of reservation. But that is very, very rare. We are working in the hospital of the prison and prison and all. Everybody comes. They always have got a great respect towards sisters, priests, and people who are working in the prison ministry and all.
You said there are about 6,000 volunteers. Do you have any special training program for them all over India, or you leave it to the individual congregations and the units to conduct their own volunteer training program?
Basically, all our conventions, once a year we conduct a state convention, then next year it will be a regional level convention and national conference. So like that it is going on. So we have unit level programs, that will be a kind of a training program. Following a state level program, that state conventions, all the state conferences or state conventions are basically training program. We sometimes give the training for counseling. Main sessions, 2-3 sessions will be considering counseling or legal classes called by experts, because we need a lot of input and we have to know basically what is the prison, what are the rules, regulations inside the prison, and that we have to know. As per our bylaws, once a month all the unit members have to come together and discuss what are the things we have to do, what are the policies, and how many people we supported this month. And they will be sharing some of their experiences. And there are 60 best practices we have formulated. And every volunteer should read that and understand it. At least 3 meetings each volunteer have to attend. Then only we will be taking them slowly to the prison, getting the pass. Otherwise, we don't entertain them to visit the prison. And also, once a year, we conduct a full-timers training program, kind of a volunteers training program every year. That is for 15 days that we conduct in Bangalore, or sometimes we conduct in the different states, 2 days program. Just 1 month back, we had a convention in MP and as well as in Andhra Pradesh and all. So they have decided to have another 2 days training program for the regular volunteers and all. So like that, we conduct the training program. And all the congregations are cooperating, and even in our national office also, Sister Diana, different congregations, she's working as the national secretary, and Sister Jesse working as the treasurer for the local, and there are fathers from Palayangote Diocese, Father Zinagaran, Father Aryogiraj, he is also herald of good news. Congregation is working now. We are sending him to the north, Delhi. And there are 2 brothers doing Regency. One is from Clarition Congregation, another is from OFM Congregation. So it is a kind of a ministry of getting involved by different congregation. They are taking a lot of effort in order to make this business free in every level. That's right. And this year, our theme is that forgiveness cannot undo the past, but it can enlarge the future. It's because we have experience when we visit the family of the prisoners, they always ask, Father, can you bring back our father or our mother to the family? Already dead and died and gone. How can you bring back? Or money we lost this much. Can you bring back that money? Forgiveness cannot undo the past, but it can enlarge the future. We cannot give them back whatever they have lost, but we tell them, if you forgive both for the victim as well as for the offender, it will be a kind of a future. Otherwise, both will be in trouble and difficulty. So that is the theme that every year we take a theme. This year we are taking forgiveness cannot undo the past, but it can enlarge the future of both.
That was the final of a two-part interview with Father Sebastian Vadakkumpadan, the National Coordinator of Prison Ministry India. This has been The Background, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.